Baloo Hoax Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Friends, I just found out what a wedding is. A wedding is the only funeral where you can smell your own flowers.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you. The meeting of the Laugh Club will please come to order. Well, how are you today, Ginger?
Oh, wonderful, Mr. Holtz. I got up this morning, took a brisk walk to the bank.
And made a deposit?
No, I filled my fountain pen.
Oh, fine. And what else happened?
Well, I was walking down the street and I noticed a fella giving me the eye.
The cat. What did you do?
I gave it right back to him.
Well, good for you, Ginger.
Then I decided to go down to the Y for a little swimming.
Oh, I'm glad. And did you have a good time?
Oh, no, Mr. Holtz. They were so busy today. The lifeguards were saving people by appointment only.
Well, anyway, I guess you got in some swimming.
Oh, yes, Mr. Holtz. And what a wonderful instructor I had. So handsome. And he taught me everything. We spent 2 hours practicing.
Well, that's nice, Ginger. I guess that you must be a good swimmer by now.
Well, I won't know until tomorrow, Mr. Holtz. That's when we try it in the water.
Well, it's been fun, but not much. Here's a story about O'Reilly. He was a fine lad, O'Reilly, and he goes to a friend of his house. He goes up to the house and they're having a fine party. And O'Reilly is drinking and he's singing. And he's singing, and he's drinking, and he's drinking, and he's singing. Of course, finally, he has a little too much to drink. He passes out. So up speaks Mr. Flanagan. He says, you know, he says, he's a practical joker. A practical joker. Now, let's have some fun with him. I've got an idea. We'll get in my automobile, and we'll take him out to the cemetery, and we'll leave him there. It'll be a great joke on him. A great joke it'll be. He'll wake up in the morning, he won't know where he is. So they take him, they bundle him in the car, and they leave him in the cemetery. And he wakes up about 6:30 in the morning. It's a hot day, and it's beautiful. He looks around, he says, what am I doing in the cemetery? He says, if I'm alive... He says, what am I doing here? And if I'm dead, why am I thirsty?
Oh, Mr. Holtz, I just can't wait to get down to the beach for some ocean swimming.
I suppose that you like the beach, Ginger.
Love it, Mr. Holtz. I remember the last time I was there, I met the most interesting fella. He was in uniform with lots of decorations.
Oh, really? What branch of the service was he in?
Bicycle branch, popsicle battalion, good humor division.
I might have known.
Love that girl. Meeting's adjourned.